Unity. Just before the Savior carried out the atonement, he prayed for his disciples, whom he had sent into the world to teach the gospel. He also prayed for those who would believe in him because of his disciples' words. He pled for unity, that they all may be as one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John chapter 17, verse 21. From this prayer we learn how the gospel unites us with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and with each other. When we live the gospel, receiving the saving ordinances and keeping our covenants, our natures are changed. The Savior's atonement sanctifies us, and we can live in unity, enjoying peace in this life and preparing to dwell with the Father and His Son forever. The Lord has said, "If ye are not one, ye are not mine." Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 27. You can seek and promote this standard of unity in your family and in the church. If you are married, you and your spouse can be unified in purpose and action. You can allow your unique qualities to complement one another as you face challenges together and grow in love and understanding. You can also be unified with other family members and with members of the church by serving together, teaching one another, and encouraging one another. You can become one with the president of the church and other church leaders as you study their words and follow their counsel. As the church grows throughout the world, all Latter-day Saints can be united. Our hearts can be knit together in unity and in love, one towards another. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 21. We appreciate cultural diversity and individual differences, but we also seek the unity of the faith that comes when we follow inspired leaders and remember that we are all children of the same Father. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6 and 11 through 13. See also love, marriage, obedience, service, Zion.